Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are at Ilfa's question. Bai Ilfa, about 8-9 lines from the end of the page. The last run line is Bai. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom. It's also sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Herzen family, in memory of their dear brother-in-law, Dr. Donnie Lindenberg, Zechara Levracha, Daniel Usher, Ben Aryeh Dov, whose first yahrzeit is today. We're certainly thinking a lot about Donnie today, in Neshama Shav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Avishai Newman, in memory of his grandmother's yahrzeit, Leah Ehrlich Aleha Shalom, Leah Bas, Yitzchak Halevi, the Neshama Shav Naliyah. It's also sponsored in honor of Ephraim Friedman's birthday by his brothers-in-law. So a very happy birthday to Ephraim. Let's remember to text him happy birthday. Okay. So we are holding at the bottom of, again, about 8-9 lines from the end of the page on Daf Tezvav and Beis, and we're about to discuss Ilfa's Shaila. Ilfa raised a shaila about whether you could do Netilas Yadayim halfway. Can you do a Chatzin Netilas Yadayim? Question is, what in the world does he mean by that? What does it mean, a half a Netilas Yadayim? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities about what Ilfa's question even was, and then once we arrive at what his question actually was, we're not going to resolve it. But then the Gemara is going to continue in the discussion of doing things half one way and half the other way, that when there are two methods of accomplishing something, can you split it and do half of what you meant to accomplish in one method and the other half in the other method? So the Gemara is going to talk about the halacha that when a person is bar rosh of rubo b'shlo shalugin mayim shuvin, or pours al rosh of rubo shlo shalugin mayim shuvin, then he becomes tameh. There's such a gzeirah d'rabbanan. What if half of his body enters shlo shalugin mayim shuvin and half of his body is poured over shlo shalugin mayim shuvin? Is that going to be metameh? Or what about the Takanas Ezra, that if a person is a balkari and he's unable to go to a mikvah, that he can have Tisha Kabin, Mayim Shuvin, poured on him, and he can become Tahar that way? So what, can you split that as well? Can you shower with half of it and dip in half of the Tisha Kabin and still become Tahar as a Balkari? So that's going to be the first part of the daf. And then, four lines from the bottom of the page, the Gemara is going to go back to our discussion of Befanei Nichtav U'Befanei Nechtam, and specifically it's going to discuss the case in the Mishnah where one guy says Befanei Nichtav, and the other guy, and another guy says Befanei Nechtam, and we're going to have two Lashonos in the Gemara about what the case is even talking about. Are we talking about where one of those guys was actually the shliach and the other one just volunteered the information? Or are we talking about a case where they are both the shliach? So we're going to have two different lashonos, and we're going to see how those two lashonos align with the shita of Rava and the shita of Rabba as far as why it is that we say b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So let's begin again at Ilfa, at Bayi Ilfa, about 8 lines from the end of the page on Daf Tesvav Ambe. So Bayi Ilfa, Yadayim Toros L'chatzano Ain Toros L'chatzan. Can hands become Tahar halfway? So he doesn't explain what he means. Say Chidami, what exactly does the Ilfa mean? Ilem B'dekamashu Beitrei Mirevius. If he's talking about a case where there's one revius of water, which is the minimum shear that you need for Netilas Yadayim, and he's talking about that two people do Netilas Yadayim with the same revius of Mayim, he shouldn't have been Mesupak about that. That's a Beferish Mishnah. That's not only a Beferish Mishnah, it's the very first Mishnah in Meseches Yadayim. So if you ever learned Meseches Yadayim, you know that one. Vatanan, the Mishnah says, Merevius notan liyadayim la'echad, va'afilu lishnayim. Then not only can one person do Netilas Yadayim with the Revius of Mayim, but even two people can do Netilas Yadayim with the Revius of Mayim. Zeh achar zeh, even one after the other. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Zayin explains that the reason the second guy is Yotze, even though by the time he's doing Netilas Yadayim, there's less than a Revius there, because the Mayim is ba mishiyure tahara. It comes from the remnants of that which was enough to be Metaher, and somehow that works, for whatever reason, but that's what the Mishnah says. So Ilfa wouldn't question that. Ve'ela, so what was Ilfa's actual question? The suffix of Ilfa must have been about a guy doing, one person doing the tila, but what happened is the kamashi chada chada yadei, that he washed one hand and then the second hand, and not both hands at the same time. So Ilfa wasn't sure, is it netila lechatzayin mitaher one hand at a time? Do you need to be mitaher both hands simultaneously? Just like in a mikveh, you would need to be mitaher your entire body simultaneously, so maybe you would need to be mitaher both hands simultaneously. So says Gemara, nah, he wouldn't have been mesupik about that either, because Vatanan, that's the first Mishnah in the second perek of Maseches Yadayim, that tells us, hanotel yado achas benetila va'achas b'shtifa yadav ta'aros, that if a person does netilas yadayim by pouring water from a kli on one of his hands, and on the other hand he does shtifas yadayim by dipping his hand into a river that has 40 sa'ah of mayim, so that combination is mitayer is yadayim. So you see that even though he was not notel bevas achas, his yadayim are tahoros. So why would Ilfa be mesubuk about that? Now it's a little bit strange, because that's not exactly what we just said Ilfa asked about. Ilfa asked about that you did one hand and then you did the other hand. The raya that we're bringing from Mishnah talks about you did both hands, maybe even at the same time, just with two different methods. One with netila from a kli, and the other with shtifa in the water. What does the raya have to do with it? I mean, how could you say, if Ilfa knows that Mishnah, then he knows the answer to his question. That Mishnah's got nothing to do with his question. So you have to assume that the Gemara is working with the assumption that if it doesn't work to do to be notel shtei yad of Bezah Chazah, then even Shteim Benetila Bas Achas, each one with a different Kli, would also not work. And then Kal V'chomer, to do one Benetila and one Betavila, is not going to work. But since the Mishnah says that doing one Benetila, one Betavila does work, so even though the Mishnah might be talking about Bas Achas, Al Korchach, it would work Bezah Achazah as well. That two Benetila Bezah Achazah, somehow we make that jump. Somehow we make that leap from what the Mishnah actually talks about to what we're assuming Ilfa's Shaila might have been. And we're saying that Ilfa's Shaila could not have been that, because he would have solved it from the Mishnah. Now this is an interesting idea, the idea of Shtifas Yadayim. Shtifas Yadayim is different than Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim is that when you know Tal Yadayim Minakli, so then you only need a revius of mayim to be notel yadav minakli. By shtifas yadayim, apparently you need more than a revius of mayim. Rashi holds it needs to be arba'im sa'am mayim. There are a lot of the psulim, the mishnayos in Yadayim Av, we're learning smichas chaver now, a lot of the psulim that we have for netilas yadayim don't apply to shtifas yadayim. For example, the Mishnah says that if you have filthy water, you're not allowed to use that for netilas yadayim. It doesn't even have to be so filthy, just dirty water that's not clear, you're not allowed to use for netilas yadayim. There's discussions in poskim, even sometimes when you take water from the sink and it looks like foggy, whether you're even allowed to use that for netilas yadayim. So that halacha doesn't apply to shtifas yadayim. If you go to a mikveh, even if it's not the cleanest mikveh in the world, and you dip your hands in the mikveh, that's going to work for shtifas yadayim. Or, for example, there's a halacha that the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to do netilas yadayim with water that a kelev wouldn't drink, that a dog wouldn't drink. Now, dogs would not drink ocean water because it's salty, but you're allowed to do shtifas yadayim in ocean water. So you probably can't go to the ocean and take out a cup and do netilas yadayim with it, but shtifas yadayim you're able to do. So what exactly is the shtifas yadayim? So Rashi writes, Arbaim Sa'ah, needs to be Arbaim Sa'ah. Beis Yosef in Orachayim, Simul Kuf Nun Tes, says yes, that is the Shita of Rashi, that Tevilas Yadayim, Shtifas Yadayim only works with enough Mayim to do Tevila on a person's entire body, which is Arbaim Sa'ah. However, the Rabbeinu Yonah, Maseches Brachos, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says no, Min HaTorah, you don't need Arbaim Sa'ah except for when you go into the mikveh, except for when you're being Tovel Kalagul. For Tevilas Kelim, since Tevilas Kelim is a din min haTorah, so the Rabbanan required a mitzvah of Arba'im Sa'ah for Tevilas Kelim. But for Shtifas Yadayim, which is not even a din min haTorah, the Rabbanan never even required Arba'im Sa'ah. So it's not necessary to have Arba'im Sa'ah, according to, it's just enough that the water is going to fully cover the hands. That's the Shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So that's Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. But anyway, so we're still stuck. What exactly was Ilfa's Shaila? Ve'ela dekamashi palga palga diyadeh. The case must be that Ilfa's asking about is if you wash half of your hand at a time. But didn't Rabbi Yana tell me that you can't be metar half of your hand? It doesn't work that way. The very concept that your hands are tamei and not the rest of your body is only takana midrabanan. But when you're being metar your hands, you need to be metar the entire hand at a time. You can't be metar half a hand at a time. So lo tzricha, no, the case that Ilfa was mesubuk about is that after you washed half of your hand one time, you didn't dry it off entirely. Dika mashka tofeach, it's still moist from the original netila at the time that you wash the second half of your hand. So his shaila is the moisture that's on the first half of the hand going to combine with the water that you're now pouring on the second half of your hand to be considered that it's all bebasachas, that the netila of that one hand at least is happening all bebasachas, or do we assume no, it's not happening basachas? One is a remnant of a previous netila. So the stipler is quoted in the Sefer Ol Yitzchak to raise the following question. When you first washed chatzi yado, it was not a netila at all, because ein yadayim taros lechatzayim. Right, so when you wash the first half of your hand, you did nothing. Then when you go wash the second half of your hand, the water is mitzarif with the water that's on your hand already, but then there was only it's not a netila on the first half. In order to be matar the yadayim, you need to have a netila mikli. The fact that there's water there from before, from what was not a netila, shouldn't help. Why does it help that there's some connection between the water I'm pouring on the second half of my hand and the water that remains from when I poured on the first half of the hand? That wasn't a netila bichlal. So this type would suggest that it's not the netila and the hapalas mayim aliyad that's mitar the yad. It's the etzem mitzius hamayim aliyad. It's the very fact that there is water on the yad that's mitar the yad. Elamai, that water has to, it's bitanai that water got there al yidei koch gavra from a kli. So it's not that a netila is what's matire, because over here you certainly don't have a netila on the entire hand. The first half of the hand wasn't a netila b'chlal because it wasn't, it didn't cover the whole hand, and the second half is being mitzdarif with what wasn't a netila. So that wouldn't make any sense. No, but what's matire the yad is that there's water on the entire hand. So if half the hand is still moist from the first time and the second half of the hand is now wet, so the entire hand is now wet, and it just has to be betanai that how did it get wet? With koch gavra of a kli, and that happened. You have koch gavra of a kli, so that's the shaila of Ilfa. Does that work? So ask the Gemara of Chiika Mashka Tofeach Mai Havi. Who cares that there's a little bit of moisture on the hand? Does a little bit of moisture have any impact in halacha? Vatnan, don't we have a Mishnah in Meseches Taros that tells us that Mashka Tofeach doesn't really do anything? It tells me that Anitzok Vakatafres Umashka Tofeach. Nitzok means that if you have a stream pouring from one kli to another, so there's a steady stream that connects the two kelim. Katafres means you have a stream running down a slope of a mountain or something, and there's a body of water at the bottom and a body of water at the top that it's coming from. And mashka tofeach means that you have a little bit of moisture that if you were to touch it, your hand would become moist. All of these things are eino chibur. They're not mechaber, the two bodies of water, lo l'tumah, not as far as pouring from a kli tahor into a kli tameh, or a nitzok that's pouring coming down a mountain from mashka or a katafres rather that's coming down a mountain. It's not mitameh, if the bottom stuff is tameh, it's not mitameh that which is on the top. The stream is not a chibur. It's not considered to be an attachment. And we're suggesting that the same is true of a mashka tofeach. And also, v'lo l'tahara, it will not affect the tahara of mikvaos. If you have two mikvaos, each of them doesn't have a shear of arba'im sa'ah. That's at least the way the Rashba learns the Rashi and our sugya. That we're talking about that each of them has less than a shear of arba'im sa'ah, which is the minimum shear of a mikvah. And there's a nitzah silk or a katafres or a mashka tofeach that's mechaber between them, that attaches, that connects the two of them. So again, there's either a stream of water pouring from one to the other, or one is there's a stream of water running down a slope from one to the other, or there's just moisture in between them. It's not considered a mikvah of arba imsa'a. So you see that a mashka tofeach is not a chibur. So then, what's ilfa shaila? Whether netilas yadayim works l'chatzayin in a way where when you did the first half of the hand, it left mashka tofeach, you didn't fully dry it, and then you do the second half of the hand, it's not connecting to what you did in the first half of the hand because it's just mashka tofeach, and mashka tofeach is not a chibur. The Gra raises the question on this halacha that we're saying that nitzok and katafres and mashka tofeach is not a chibur lo l'tuma v'lo l'tahara. So the Gra says, even if you can say that nitzok is not a chibur to be metameh the mashkim elyonim, but each tipa should be metame the next tipa. Meaning the halacha is that whenever mashka becomes tame, it becomes a rishon l'tumah. It's a din midrabanan, that it doesn't keep going down in level. So whenever a mashka becomes tame, it's a rishon l'tumah. So shouldn't each drop of water be metame the previous drop of water, the previous drop of water, all the way up to then be metame the whole body of water that's on the top? Because it's all a rishon l'tumah. Rishon l'tumah has the capacity to be metame other mashkim, and it will be metame. It is a rishon l'tumah. So the Gra suggests that it must be that the case is not that the body of water that everything is draining down into is actually tameh, but we're talking about a case where the kiluach is landing in a kli that's a tevul yom. A kli that's a tevul yom is not metame mashkim to make it a rishon l'tumah. It only passels the mashkim. It's not metame the mashkim. So therefore, if you have a nitzok, katapres, or whatever, it won't even passel that mashke. But in a chinami, says the Gra, if we're dealing with a pool of water at the bottom that's actually tame, then it will go back and be metame the whole thing, because it's, forget about the nitzok and the katapres, there's negia, it's touching all along the way, and therefore it's the one that's going to be metame the next all the way up. So that's the chiddush of the Gra. But bottom line is the Gemara is saying we're struggling with what ilfa shaila was. Ilfa shaila can't be that you washed half the hand, mostly dried it, but left it just a bit moist, and then washed the other half of the hand, because that would never combine with each other. So says Mar Lo Tzrich Dika Tofech Lehatpiach. Not that you mostly dried it and left it just a bit moist. You mostly dried it and left it kind of pretty moist, meaning moist enough that it's tofech lehatpiach, that if you touch that, you would then be able to moisten something else. That's how moist it is, and that's enough to make a connection. So, frankly, Gemara Hanami Tanina Tofeach Leat Piachibur. But why would Ilfa have a shaila about that either? That's also Davar Pashul. That if it's that moist, if it's that wet, then it is a chibur, then it does make a connection. So why would Ilfa be unsure whether that works for Netilas Yadayim? Says the Gemara, Dilma Le'inyan Mikvaos, Rabbi Yudahi. No, what Ilfa was unsure about, maybe this idea that when it's very moist, when it's tofeach lat piach, that serves as a chibur, is only a din in Mikvaos, and it follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in the 7th parak of Maseches Mikvaos, Mikvah Sheyesh Bar Ba'im Sa'a Mechuvanos, if you have a mitzvah that has exactly 40 sa'a of water in it, not a drop more, it has the minimum shear, the exact minimum shear. V'yardu shnayim v'tavlu, and two people went into the mikvah b'zeh achar zeh, one after the other, rishon tar, the first guy that went into the mikvah is tar, because he went into a mitzvah that had 40 sa'a. V'asheni tameh, but the second guy that went into the mikvah is tameh, because the first guy got wet from the mikvah, so when he left the mikvah, he took some of the water out with him, and therefore the second guy that went into a mikvah that had less than 40 sa'a in it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda says, im hayu raglav shalisho nogos b'mayim, if the first guy's feet are still touching the water when he's on the steps on the way out of the mikvah, then af hasheni tar, then the second guy is tar as well, because the water that's on the first guy's body is considered to be attached to the mikvah. Tosas raises the question that we had, the Gemara said previously that katafres is eino chibur, and over here Rabbi is saying that if the first guy's legs are touching the water, the second guy is also tar. So that's a katafres, isn't that? Isn't that just it's streaming down. What difference does it make whether the water is streaming down a slope of a mountain or whether it's streaming down a person's body? And he says you can't say that the Mishnah says Katafrei Seinu Chibur is not following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gemara over here is saying that the Braisa is Le'inyan Mikvaos V'Rabbi Yehudai. So Tosfos gives an answer. It's a little difficult to understand. He says that the case of Katafrei is where there's no assumed eventuality that all of the water that's Lamaila is going to be Yorid Lamata. It's just that there's a chibur between them through the stream that runs down the mountain. So that's where we say it's eno chibur. But when the water's on the body, the assumption is all the water that's on the body is eventually going to drain down back into the mikvah. Not sure what that means. Practically, that's certainly not true. You know, a long guy would have to stay there. And I'm sure Mitzias, that's true. Some of it will evaporate and is not going to, all of the water on his body is necessarily going to come down. So I'm not sure exactly how to understand that. But at least Tosfos raises the issue. So, but in the context of our Gemara, we're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we view the water as good achis, the water that's on the person's body, as if it's all the way down in the mikveh itself. So it says, so the mikveh is going to be kosher, and that's why the Braisa says that mashka tofeach al menaslat piach is a chibur, because it's talking about mikvaos and it's utilizing the principle of good achis, that whatever's higher up is that we view it as if it's going straight down. So therefore, it's connected to the mikvah. But by netilas yadayim, maybe it has no shaychus to netilas yadayim, because the hechsher of the mikvah is ali de chibur. But for netilas yadayim lechatzayim, we're not discussing chibur to be mechaber the main netila from the first netila with the main netila from the second netila, where you could apply a good achas or anything like that. We want to know: is that called a netila achas? Is that called a netilas yadayim? So from that, you can't prove anything about a mikvah and the dinim of chibur by a mikvah. So we cannot be poshet the suffix that Ilfa raises. So at the end of the day, we're not poshet the suffix that Ilfa raises. So if you do chatzi yado the binatila, you do natila on chatzi yado, and you have mashka tofeach lat piach that remains, and then you're notel a second time, what's the halacha? So the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Mikvos Perek Yud Aleph halacha zayin that it's tahora, that it works. So the Kesemish explains that even though the Gemara was docha the raya from mikvaos, yeah, it's a dechuya bialma, plus the whole issue is only a din midrabanan, so savit rabanan lekula, so since the Gemara leaves it unresolved, we can go lekula. The Torah writes that there's no netilah lechatzayin, and he's not mechalek whether the mashke is tofeach lat piach, or if the mashke is not tofeach lat piach, only tofeach. He says it's never going to be good, so the Beis Yosef says, I don't understand. Why not? Meaning, after all, it's a din midrabanan, the Gemara leaves it as a suffix, so mehichitesi that you should be on a din midrabanan that the Gemara leaves besafek. So the Bach is miyashiv the tour that even the rabbanan that even though it's a din midrabanan, we go luchumra because Rabbi Yannai said bistam that yadayim are not tahoras lechatzayin. So you see that generally speaking, the default is that they're not tahoros even when it's a mashko tofeach lapiach. In Shulchan Aruch he doesn't buy that. In Shulchan Aruch he follows what he writes in Kesef Mishnah, what he writes in Beis Yosef, that it's a dirabanan, we should go lekula. And therefore, the Mechaber and some Kuf Samach based pasuk like the Rambam lahakel. Magen Avraham says, yeah, but that's only b'diavad. The Chachila, you should really try to do a netila b'bas achas. Of course, the Chachila, you should try to do a netila b'bas achas. But that's what the Mechaber paskins make redin like the Rambam. Okay, so now the next shayla, as far as half one way and half another way, comes up. So the Chacham made a gezeira that someone who goes to a mikvah to be mitar himself and then has three lugin of mayim she'uvim fall on him, or he enters a bath with three lugin of mayim she'uvim, that he's going to become tamei and he's going to passel any truma that he touches. Why did they make such a gezeira? Because people would be tovel for tahara purposes in filthy mikvaos, and they were then noeg to bathe themselves afterwards because it was disgusting. They were in these dirty mikvaos, so they would take a bath afterwards. So, or a shower afterwards. And then people started to say, well, wait a second, I go into a mikveh that looks like this filthy, disgusting swamp, and then I go take a clean, beautiful shower, which one is metaher me? Which one really purifies me? So people were thinking that it must be the shower that purifies me, that I get myself good and dirty in the mikveh, and then the shower is what really purifies me. So the Chacham said, uh-oh, that's a problem. People think that's what's going to purify them, then people are going to stop doing, the way Rashi understands it, people are going to stop going to the mikveh entirely. The way the Rabbim understands, not that people are going to stop going to the mikveh entirely, but people aren't going to have kavana when they go to the mikveh. They're not going to have kavana l'shem tahara. They're going to be metal. The Rabbim writes in Hilchos Sharav Asatum Parak Tes Halacha Aleph that they're going to be mezalzel below kavana. And the Pnei Yeshua explains in Shabbos Daf Yudalid that what he means is that since they think the mayim shuvim, the shower afterwards, is what's metar them, they're only going to be tovel because that's the minhag, that's the way my Zaidi did it, that he went to this filthy swamp first. And then he took a shower. But tevila for the sake of achilas taros needs kavana, and the kavana is ma'akev, and that's going to be the problem. So whatever the case may be, whether you all like Rashi that they're just going to cut out going to the mikveh entirely and just take a shower, or whether you hold like the Rambam that they'll go to the mikveh but they'll go without kavana, the Chacham had to make a gezeira that if you have mayim shuvim, if you take a bath or a shower after going to the mikveh, that bath or shower is going to be metame you. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Harei Amru Habar Rosh of Rubo b'mayim shuvim Vitar Shnafal al Rosh of Yal Rubo Shlosh Lug b'mayim shuvim Tame. We know the Din Midrabanan that if either you enter a bathtub that has three lugin of mayim shuvim or you have a shower of three lugin of mayim shuvim, you're going to be tame. So by Rabbi Yirmiya, chetzio bebiya v'chetzio b'nefila mai. What if it's half-half? You do half of entering a bathtub of 1.5 lugin of mayim shuvim and a shower of 1.5 lugin of mayim shuvim pours over you. So is that also part of the gzeira? Then you're going to be tame. The Gemara leaves that unresolved. So do we still pass on this? Say you're not allowed to take a shower after going to the mikveh? So the post can bring it. And Yoridei and Sim Reishal, the Rama writes, Lachra tvila b'mei mikveh ksherim, muteris likanis l'merchatz k'desha t'chamim atzma, aval lachzor v'lirchotz achar kach yesh osrim v'chein nagu. He says, you want to go to a steam, you know, to a schwitz or something and just enjoy the steam to warm up a little bit, that's fine. But to go and bathe, to go into a bath of water or take a shower, yesh osrim v'chein nagu, and that's our minag. There's machlokas and poskim for how long. What does that mean? Does that mean only while you're in the mikveh facility? But as soon as you leave the mikveh facility, it's going to be okay? Does that mean for the rest of that night, let's say a woman went to the mikveh and then she came home and she wanted to take a shower at home. So she's not going to take a shower after the mikveh at the mikveh, but can she take a shower after the mikveh at home before being with her husband? Or is it no? It's only after she utilized the tahara. What does it mean, utilize the tahara? She was with her husband. What does it mean with her husband? Tashmish with her husband? Just touching her husband? There's a daya for everything I just said, right? There's an opinion that as soon as you leave the mikveh, it's okay. There's an opinion that she has to first touch her husband. There's an opinion she has to have tashmish with her husband. Then there's an opinion of Shakta Pasas and Chachil, actually, that she has to wait till the next morning. That the rest of that night, she's not allowed to take a shower. She can only take a shower the next morning. This came up during COVID because everyone was nervous. No one knew anything. No one knew how it was. So people were going to the mikveh and they were nervous that someone else used those same waters, that they wanted to shower right away as soon as they came back from the mikveh. Okay, the whole thing is v'chei nagu, yesh osrim v'chei nagu. So once you're out of the mikveh building, there are poskim that are mekel, so then we were mekel. Turns out that probably, right, that only anyone got COVID that way, but nevertheless, that's what we didn't know. So that's what we were working with, those assumptions. There's a shaila when it comes to men's tevila. Do you have to worry about this? So the poskim point out that there is no iser when it comes to a men's tevila. The Sefer Yisod B'Shor Shavoda writes that achra tevila dafka yishtadal achra mayim chamim lirchutz ben panaviyadav v'raglav. That you should dafka look, and kol gufo is even better to wash after a men's tevila because you're supposed to bathe the kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So if you go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos, so then you dafka should take a bath l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. However, a lot of the other achronim say that no, even for a men's tevila, if you want to have that kedusha that remains on the body, so you should remain with that kedusha. They say from the Arizal not to even use a towel, that you want to leave the mikveh waters on you after going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos for those who are noeg to do so. Okay, so now the next shaila in the Gemara. We said that there's a Ezra and his basin were masakin tevila for a balkeri, that a balkeri is not allowed to read from the Torah, not allowed to learn Torah until he goes to the mikvah. But they were makil that if he's a chola, they could have tisha lugana, tisha kavin rather, of mayim shuvin poured over his body, and or go into a pool of tisha kavin and mayim shuvin, and that's good enough for a tevila. So Amar Rav Papa Reamru balkeri cholish nasal of tisha kavin mayim tahar, but by Rav Papa chetzio betevila vechetzio benesina mai. What if he does the half of the nine kavin, four and a half kavin, he goes into a pool and the other four and a half kavin get poured over him? So is that enough to be metire him? Meaning, do we combine the two methods? Take with the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. As far as halacha in that case, the Beis Yosef writes that since it's about a takana midrabanan, we paskin lekula, and that's what the Magen Avraham writes as well in Siman Tav Reish Vav in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. The Meiri, however, paskin lechumra. So that's the question that the Acharim deal with. Why on earth would the Meiri paskin lechumra? It's a din midrabanan. That's a suffix in the Gemara. It's an ibayda lefshita. So why would you paskin lechumra? Especially the Meiri himself says that by chetzi on the case of Shlosha Lugin, he paskins l'kula. So why is he going to paskin l'chumra on this suffix? It's mamish the same suffix, just in different directions. Shlosha Lugin is metamiyu, Tisha Kavin is metariyu. So in the Sefer Ol Yitzchak, they quote Rav Shmuel Rozovsky that that's the difference. That the difference is, what was your chazaka in advance? When you were becheskas tara, and the question is this metamiyu? So we could be makel that it was not metameyu. But when you're becheskas tuma and tisha kavin is meant to be metaheriyu, we go with your chazaka rather than the subject to rabban lakula that you're becheskas tuma. Now wait a second, the whole thing is a little bit strange. We said shlosh lugin of mayim shuvin is going to be metamey a person. Anyone who has, so even if you didn't go to the mikvah, they ended up making the takana that even if you didn't go to the mikvah, anytime you have shlosh lugin of mayim shuvin, you're going to be tameh. Right? So shlosh lugin of mayim shuvin is metameh a person. But tisha kavin of mayim shuvin is metaryu if you're a balkeri. So, but didn't it just metame you also? Meaning tisha kavin has shlosh lugin in it. So shouldn't it be metame you also? So there, the Ritva raises this question. It's like this, you know, how do you resolve this? So the Ritva has three approaches. He said the gzera of the chum was on mayim that's in between shlosh lugin and tisha kavin. That if you have that you're only tame if the water that hits you is between three lugin tisha kavin. But once it's tisha kavin or more, then the whole gzera of shlosh lugin doesn't apply. Wow, if we pass on like that, that would mean after a woman goes to the mikveh, all she's got to do is take a long shower and she's okay, right? Meaning she wouldn't have to wait till the next morning or wait till anything. Just take a long shower. It's tisha kavin. But the Ritva says that no, maybe there are other answers as well. That the chamor not goes or shlosh lugin mayim shuvim by a chola. And over here, tisha kavin was dafka din that they made for a chola. Okay, we got to get moving here. So says the Gemara now. Echram b'fanei nichtav v'echram b'fanei nechtam. The Mishnah had said that it's possible. One guy said b'fanei nichtav, the other one said b'fanei nechtam. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yudam Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu ela she'ena get yotze mitachzid yeshneihem. The case in our Mishnah is only when they were not both shluchim to bring the get. One of them was a shliach to bring the get, and since the chum were masakin that the shliach that brings the get has to say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam, the get's going to be possible if he didn't say that whole line. The fact that the other guy is made on one part of it, either the ksiva or the chasima, we only make the shliach kibetre. We only make the shliach like shnei edim. So the other guy being made on part of it is irrelevant. I will get yotze mitachzidei shneihem. But if the get comes from a beis din where they're both holding on to the get and they're both shluchim to bring the get, then kosher. Then neither one of them has to say the whole line. It's going to be kosher even if they don't both say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. So alma kasaver, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan holds shneim sheviu get me medina siyam. That when two people bring the get, you don't really need the declaration of a fenenu nechtam, fenenu nechtam. And that's why if one guy says half and the other guy says half, it's fine. Because you have edim mitzuyim lekaimo anyway. So that's why the get's going to be kosher. So Amale Abaye says, Elameata, if that's the case, seifa tekatani. When it goes on in the Mishnah to say, shnayim omer b'fenenu nechtam, that if two edim say b'fenenu nechtam, ve'echad omer b'fenenu nechtam, and one of them says b'fanei nechtam, pasul v'rabbi d'machshir. That's a machlokas. Well, Taima, the whole reason there's a machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda, and there's room to passel it, is the Einaget Yotzei Mitachas Yidei Shneihem, is because they were not both shluchim to bring the get. Haget Yotzei Mitachas Yidei Shneihem, Makshir Rabbanan. Sounds like if they were both shluchim to bring the get, then it would be kosher automatically, because you have Eidim Tzvim L'Kaimo. Somebody in. So he says, yeah, exactly. It's exactly what I'm telling you. That in such a case, if they were both shluchim, would be kosher. So v'chien get yotzei mitachas yidei shneihem v'may pligi. But if they were not both shluchim, what exactly is the nekuda samachlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? So Mar Saver, the Chachamim hold that even though the Chachamim believe the shliach, Gazrina Dil Me'asa Rachluvi B'kim Shtaros Di Alma Be'ed Echad, that they were gozer to passel the get if the shliach doesn't say the whole line of B'fanei Nichtav or B'fanei Nechtam, because maybe they're going to be machlif this with Kim Shtaros in general, and they're going to come to be machshir even if an Eid Echad says that I recognize the signatures, and that's not a valid Kim Shtaros. Umar Savalo Gazrinan and Rabbi Yehuda, who's makshir the get, when two people say b'fanei nichtav, and one guy says b'fanei nechtam, even though the get is not yotzei mitachas yidei shneihem, holds that there's no reason to be choshesh that they're going to be makel by shar shtaros, because everyone's going to see that you have two other eidim saying b'faneinu nichtav. So it's going to be good enough to not lead to any confusion. That is one lashon of how to understand the Mishnah. Lishna achrina amrila, but some say that Rav Shmuel says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan slightly differently. That when the Mishnah says one guy says b'fanei nichtav and another one says b'fanei nechtam, that it's possible that Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu get yotzei mitachas yidei shneihem possible. Even if they're both shluchim to bring the get, it's going to be possible. Ooh, alma kasav shneim shevi get mimdinas yam tzrichin sheyamu b'fneinu nechtav b'fneinu nechtam. Sounds like when two people bring a get mimdinas yam, you still need a b'fnei nechtav b'fnei nechtam. Samle Abayi says to Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, elameata. According to you, that Rabbi Yochanan requires that the edim who are two people that are both shluchim have to say b'fneinu nechtav b'fneinu nechtam, even when it's yotzei mitachas yidei shneihem. So seifa de katani in the seifa of the Mishnah where it says shnayim omrim b'fnei we have a machlokas tanoim whether it's kosher or not. Afilu get yotzei mitachas yidei shneihem pasli rabbanan. Are you going to tell me that even if they're both shluchim, two people say b'faneinu nichtav, one person says b'fanei nechtam, that the rabbanan is still going to say pasul? Amlei in says yes, absolutely they will. So b'may kamiflugi, why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with the chum and machshir? What exactly is the machlokes? So mar sover the chum mold that the reason the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam is l'fi she'in b'kin l'shma, is based on Rabbah that it's about l'shma. So therefore, even if two people bring the get, they need to say b'faneinu nichtav or b'faneinu nechtam, and if these shlichim didn't say anything, the get's going to be possible. Umar Savar and Yudo holds that the reason that the chamor mechayev the shliach say b'fanei nechtam is l'fishei ned mesuim mekayma. It's all about kiyum shtaros. It's not about l'shma not being b'kiyum outside of Eretz Yisrael. So it's all about kiyum shtaros. So two people bring the get, you don't need to say b'fanei nechtam, because even if the husband comes to be ma'arer, we could be mekayim the get with these very two people. So that's the Gemara. If you have a machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah for the and that machlokas is about the reason for the takana of b'fanei nechtam lema d'rabbi v'rabbi tanaihi. Wait a second. The whole first several dapim in the Masechta that we thought was this big machlokas Rabbah and Rabbah, these Amorayim, we just said it's machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, it's machlokas Tanayim already. So it says more low. You cannot necessarily be told of the machlokas Rabbah and Rabbah in a machlokas Tanayim. Rava mitareitz kilish nakama. Rava will say, you're learning the Mishnah all wrong. We should learn the Mishnah the way the first Lashon learned the Mishnah. That the first Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan had said it. According to that Lashon, the Mishnah was talking about when the get was not yotzei mitachas yidei shnei edim. There were not two shluchim. And therefore we required the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And Rabbi Yehuda held that in such a case, we're not going to be mechayiv the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, because if the husband would be ma'arer, the two people would be meyed against him. But when the husband is memana both of them to be his shluchim to bring the get, even the chachamim and the mishnah would be moda that you don't need to say b'faneinu nechtam, b'faneinu nechtam, and they're not going to be choshesh for Rabba's concern of ein b'kiyum l'shma. So Rabba will just say, I go with the lishna kama, and the whole issue is all about kiyum shtaros, And the issue of Kiyum Shtaros could be solved. V'Rabba Amarlach, and Rabba would tell you, according to the second Lashon, within Rabbi Yochanan, that according to that Lashon, two people bringing get me Medina Siyam do need to say B'faneinu Nichtav V'faneinu Nechtam, because the Kuli Alma being Lashma, both the Chum and Rabbi Yudah hold that you need to make sure the get was written Lashma. And the reason the Shlichim need to say B'faneinu Nichtav V'faneinu Nechtam is to be made about the Lashma of the get. Our Mishnah is talking about Lachar Shalamdu, after the Bnei Medina Siyam already learned some Ilchas Gittin and they knew about Lishma. So what's the Alma Chlokas Rebida and the Rabbanan? Do we still maintain the requirement, say, B'fani Nechtam, even after the Bnei Medina Siyam got their education? The Mar Sover Gazrin and the Chama Upasla the Get, where Goza that you need to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, even though Bnei Chutzlaretz already learned about the Chashash of Shem Yaxar Dovel, because of the Chashash of Shem Yaxar Dovel Kukulo, you never know how long they're going to stay educated. Umar Sover Lo Gazrinon, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who's Machshir, holds that we don't make such a Gezerah. So says Gemara, V'lufu Gnami Rabbi Yehuda Bereisha, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda disagree in the case of the Reisha, the previous case of the Mishnah as well, where one guy says B'fani Nechtav and the other one says B'fani Nechtam and be Machshir the Get, because after all, the Get was Yotze Mitachsi De Shneim, so there's no Chashash that anyone's going to come to be Mekayim other shtaros with an Eid Echad, because and the fact that of Lishma is not going to be a problem, because Bnei Chutz Laretz already know about Lishma. So he idmar Allah, Amar Ula, Chalak Hayir Rabbi Yehuda, Af Barishona. Ein Achinami, Rabbi Yehuda did disagree in the Reisha as well. The Mishnah just didn't record his disagreement, but he did disagree in the case of the of the Reisha as well. Masar of Oshaya Lula, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bezo V'lo Ba'acheres. My love, the mutayachar mufani nechtav echar mufani nechtam. But didn't we say that Rabbi Yehuda's makshir bezov v'lo ba'acheres? Doesn't that mean that he didn't disagree in the reisha? Lo, no, not coming to be made the case of the reisha. Lemutay b'fanei nechtam, but v'lo b'fanei nechtav. Salkata, if it's lemutay a case where the guy confirms that he saw it signed but not written. Salkata idchamina hol v'lo gazer Rabbi Yehuda gezeru shem yaksa dovel lekulkulo dil masi lachluvi b'kim shtaros diyalu be'elechad nami lo gazer. So come Ashmulan. I might have thought that since Rabbi Yehuda does not make the one gezera of Shem Yaxer Dover LeKulkulo, maybe he doesn't make the other gezera that you're going to come to be mocked with it with the Kim Shtaros the Alma, and therefore Nei Lechad saying B'Fanei Nechtam is going to be good enough. So Kamash Mulan, these are two different gezeros. He doesn't make the gezera of Shem Yaxer Dover LeKulkulo. He does make the gezera of Asi LeChlufi B'Kim Shtaros the Alma. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Itmar Nami, about 8 lines from the end of the page. Everyone have a wonderful day.